is a Doug Steffens Good Day. So the asteroid that's passing close to the Earth today is traveling at the same speed as its distance will separate it from the Earth. You understand that? It is traveling at 17,500 miles an hour.
So this is the
one
that
hit. Let me finish. It is the one that hit is a piece of this. What is happening is this asteroid is about 17,500 miles away from the Earth. Now consider that the shuttles traveled at 17,500 miles an hour, and this thing is only that distance away from the Earth. And in fact, it was so close that a piece of it broke off and hit an area in the Ural Mountains of Russia. 500 people in an office building were at varying degrees hurt by this. Nobody was killed, at least from what I can see, Richie.
I don't think it was 500 people in one place. I think it was 500 people
all
in
over.
General.
Yeah,
all over the
place.
Area.
It
because,
caused a, yeah, it caused a sonic boom and glass started shattering.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. 17,000 miles. Don't planes fly at 30,000 miles?
30,000 feet.
Oh, 30,000 feet.
You'll be okay. What's she smoking today, Rick?
Feet. Okay. My,
how do you know that this piece broke off of that, and that it wasn't two separate meteors?
Because separation, I don't know whether the coincidence of it is, this is a part of one of those DA asteroids. That one of them came close last year. There's so much space.
Yeah, they all come close. The news loves this stuff.
Oh, my God.
The news loves this stuff.
And don't asteroids come with, like, all sorts of little things hanging around it, all sorts of debris that's traveling with it?
Wow, they bring, like, a trail?
It isn't
so much that burns up. This thing was obviously big enough that whatever burned off, there was still something left to hit.
That's the point. If at 17,500 miles an hour, if that thing, you remember that the space shuttles or anything else that we had that was out there, when it re-entered the Earth's atmosphere, if it didn't have these special
heat tiles
on them, they would burn up in seconds. And with the asteroids or anything that comes in, any of the space junk that's out there, most people, there isn't anything to worry about for the most part, because they're small enough that they will just basically burn up in the atmosphere when they come through. But in this circumstance, this material, this is something that's really amazing to contemplate. Remember that the planet is going around an object called the sun. This solar system moves at an infinitely unmeasurable speed inside of our galaxy, which is moving around the universe in a way which we cannot possibly understand, because we don't understand things that have no beginning and no end. So everything's moving in space, and sooner or later you're bound to have a some kind of a collision.
I just find it absolutely amazing that all of us aren't just flung off of the surface of this planet.
Thank gravity for that.
Isn't it amazing?
The other thing that
we don't crash into each other with, you know, like our moon doesn't just land in the ocean one day.
The other thing that is important, it's interesting, the earlier story this week about the dinosaurs and how quickly they died as a result of the meteor that hit the Earth 65 million years ago. There was a lot of speculation as to how long it actually took for the dinosaurs to be suffocated, because that's what happened. There was the meteor or asteroid or whatever it was that hit the comet, whatever it was that hit the planet.
Burned up all the air.
Disturbed the air, created a situation where the planet was covered with this dark cloud, and almost immediately all this stuff that couldn't breathe, obviously, is going to die. And so within the course of of months, actually just a few months, apparently. I mean, how do they really know? This is sort of late research. The essence of the dinosaur population just died, and so did every other living thing on the planet, because the dust was so thick and heavy. And so they're also, they, whoever they are, the science world, trying to measure as you go through the layers of whatever is on the Earth. Even if you take things, you'll go back, 1,000 years when somebody goes to Pompeii and does an excavation, or you go to China and you dig up the terracotta warriors, or whatever we think 1,000 years ago is a long time ago, or 2,000 years ago, the time of Christ, or 5,000 years, however far you want to go back.
1976.
You dig a hole and you see how the layers of the planet have changed with just what's in the atmosphere settling down onto the planet itself.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's most dramatic.
Yep.
If you drive by, if you go over the Hoover Dam and you look at the rock formations in Lake Mead and you see the different, or just
the Grand Canyon, or
driving a highway
the
where they
beds.
If you drive a highway where there's been excavation, where they blow holes in the side of a mountain, and you actually look at what the rock formations are along the tiers of what they blew up, it's really pretty fascinating. And this is the layers, the history of the Earth told this way. So digging around someplace in some fossilized existence, I think it was in Africa, digging up more of these of the dinosaurs, or the remains of the dinosaurs, and they see, wow, look at this. And the other thing that's really interesting to contemplate is that the oil that we use today comes from this era. I think it's called the Mesozoic. Is that right? The Mesozoic
era? Yeah.
This is all coming off the top of my head. I'm looking out the window at the lights of Salt Lake City right now. I'm not looking at anything. I'm just remembering the Mesozoic era, and how what has happened in terms of these layers of things. If the dinosaurs died, it's called fossil fuel for a reason, because all of the fish and everything that was around during the time when this meteor hit 65 million years ago has created the decomposition of it, has created what we call oil. And so you can imagine, with all the oil that we're getting out of the ground everywhere, how many of these things deteriorated and caused the availability we have of this liquid thing we call petroleum. And you see where most of the dinosaurs were is where most of the oil is. And that's also, I think, fairly fascinating. I hope it's fascinating for everybody.
One of the funny things is that Roberto apparently heard that one of the military top generals over there thought it was a U.S. missile strike.
Declare war on America. Right, speaking of Roberto Fascinating.
That guy was anywhere near the button.
Yeah,
right.
Wonderful. Freebies for our fun Friday. What's the Queen of Cheap got for us as a keepsake item or two, Roberto?
We've got a couple of freebie items, from shampoo to lotion, a free Mama Bear child tracking app we're going to tell you all about, and some money off some popcorn at the movies.
Popcorn.
I'm going to put one of those apps on Doug.
Well, Doug tracking app. I like that.
I'm in Salt Lake City this morning.
I like
and it's
that.
Still dark here, and I'm looking out. I'm on the top of a mountain looking down over the city itself, and it is a magnificent, whenever you get into a city that's surrounded by mountains.
Oh, it's a beautiful place.
It's just a wonderful, it's cold as all get out here. Colder here than it is in New England. It's very cold. It's very sharp.
It's hot like crazy in the summer.
In the summertime, yeah.
I spent a lot of my summers out there in
Salt
Lake.
Well, this is fairly high up. This is fairly high up, so it's always going to have more extremes than that stuff that's closer to sea level. Anyway, Roberta's got the report in detail in a matter of moments here on Good Day as far as how you can save money. Don't forget to check out our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, who has chosen a lot of things this month that are very healthy for your heart. And as a result, where you go, he'll tell you where to go to get them in his reports that are at DougStefan.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
With the Ace Bag Sale this Saturday, getting 20% off almost everything you can fit into a bag takes planning. Say you spot some light bulbs. You might not want to put those in the bag first, especially if you add a gallon of paint, which is also 20% off, like the duct tape, which will help if the bag tears when you add a second gallon of paint, which will make the whole bag 20% off and very heavy. At Ace, the helpful place. Discount is off regular priced in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag at one time. Good at participating stores. February 16th only. Limit one bag and offer per customer. Other conditions apply. See store for details.
Musicians, massive markdowns, special financing. The List. It's Guitar Center's President's Day weekend sale. Get to the store and grab The List. Page after page of guitars, amps, keyboards, drums, recording equipment, and more. Price dropped to save you big. Up to 85% off retail on closeouts, Sting and Dents, floor models, new items. Plus special buys like AKG stereo headphones, $19. Ibanez electric guitars, $119. D'Addario light electric guitar strings, 3 sets for $6. Hurry, Guitar Center's President's Day weekend sale ends Monday. We help people make music.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Wow.
It's Roberta Bessarelli.
All right, hot hits from the Freebie Factory on Friday from Roberta.
Okay, we got the vacation season coming up. We got spring break coming up, and you got the summer. Yes.
The plane that I came up on from Los Angeles was filled with families coming up here to ski.
Oh, yeah.
The school is out now. The private school is anyway out today, and next week is vacation week. So this place is crawling with skiers.
Oh, it's just great ski areas around Salt Lake. They're fantastic.
Right. Yeah.
And the beauty is they're so close to the airport. I mean, it doesn't take much to get there, so that's why they're really good. But if you're doing that, what you love to get are all those little free samples. And don't go to the drugstore and buy those little things of toothpaste and shampoo and all that. I mean, they cost a fortune. Just get the free samples. And what we've got for you today is a free Ultra Shea shampoo sample. And you can pick up that, and you can get quite a few of them. In fact, just like make up different email addresses and like send one to your work, one to your house, one to your sister's house, so you get a whole bunch of them for your trip. Also, free St. Ives oatmeal and shea butter lotion. Again, great for travel. They're just the right size to get through the TSA and to bring on board the plane. We've got a Kitchen Organization Made Easy ebook. It's absolutely free, and this is great because if you're like me, you've got drawers full of pots, pans, and Lord knows what else, all sorts of stuff in there. Kitchen gadgets you'll never use. In fact, if you've never used it, just get rid of it. That's what I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to the movies this weekend, a Cinemark coupon. It's not free, but it's $2 off with a drink purchase. And a great app for tracking your kids. It's called Mama Bear Child Tracking App. It's been featured all over the news. You put it on your iPod Touch, your iPhone, your iPad, but it's going to be an i-something. They don't have it for Android yet. And you find all of this at Queen of Cheap.
Check it out, Queen of Cheap Box, on the homepage at DougSteffen.com.
Hey, Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
American Idol from Thursday this week. The ladies are present. We think the boys last week are the men. I guess boys to men. Last week we all thought they were pretty good listening to them. I'm not watching the show. Richie is, and to a point, apparently Roberta is, but most...
The great night was rough.
Really? Well, Richie's down on these women. Let's get started with...
Last night they had a couple of decent opportunities. So.
Let's see what you think. Angela Miller is first with You Set Me Free.
You find me here alone.
Really?
Yeah, this goes good.
I hear a voice that
says, this is her own song she wrote. She's 18. This is her own song she wrote.
A nice voice.
It strikes the courage of my backbone, strength in my heart, a life set apart. I see that's what
she wrote it. And playing the piano.
To like her, Richie.
And Keith Urban and Randy were basically going, that song will be on the radio tomorrow.
Really?
Oh,
yeah,
there it is.
Yep.
It is. It is on the radio.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is.
All right, next up in the competition circle with the women in the focus this week on American Idol, Candace Glover following up with this song called This Girl Is On Fire. Like her as much.
Nothing
not bad,
about her.
But it's not bad though. But it's just,
this girl is
okay. So Richie, up next is a lady named Janelle Arthur, and the song is called "I Know You Won't."
Yeah,
all kind of sound the same.
No, but she wasn't.
She's all right.
Yeah, she was all right.
My wife was.
Little country twang in here.
Yeah.
She was okay, but we've got to get to this next thing, which is an absolute train wreck. And for some reason, God knows why, it must be ratings things. The producers must have said, you have to put this train wreck through. Zanette Johnson did her own thing. She's playing the drums here. And she gets mad at the band halfway through and stops.
It was a giant American Idol.
Lousy to begin with.
Now watch, she gets mad.
Slow it down. Come on, y'all. Slow it down.
Slow down.
Because they had the tempo wrong and stopped the thing through her sticks, and it starts again. They put this through.
Are you kidding me?
They put her through.
All right. All right, well, anyway, there's a sampling.
Yeah, to me, it's like, okay, they're just doing crazy things with this show just to get some crazy ratings.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. All right, so all about ratings, what you got to sell?
That's
the
it.
Soap, as it were.
That's
all right,
it.
So they're at least a representative sampling of some of the things going on in American Idol, thumbs up or down. In a moment, a 2020 news quiz and the television report coming up, too, in the next half hour on Good Day.
Get ready for the three-day weekend with three big reasons to join Sam's Club. First, become a member by February 18th and get a gift card worth up to $20. Second, at Sam's Club, find incredible members-only prices on the quality brand-name products your family trusts. Third, you're guaranteed to love Sam's Club or we'll refund your membership fee. So join, get your $20 gift card, and see why life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in store and at staples.com/copy and print.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply Happy. Luscious raspberry flavored 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply Happy.
With the Ace Bag Sale this Saturday, getting 20% off almost everything you can fit into a bag takes planning. Say you spot some light bulbs. You might not want to put those in the bag first, especially if you add a gallon of paint, which is also 20% off, like the duct tape, which will help if the bag tears when you add a second gallon of paint, which will make the whole bag 20% off and very heavy. At Ace, the helpful place. Discount is off regular priced in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag at one time. Good at participating stores, February 16th only.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Today's a good day to live up to my reputation. Today's a good day to free us up and scar the nation. No matter what you say,
confirming that you're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Friday the 15th of February, with Rich McFadden, my friend, and Roberta Fasanelli, my friend. Jennifer is off on a different assignment. I'm not sure she likes it as much, other than she's getting paid handily to do it. So,
that always helps.
It's different.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes,
all right,
helps.
So here's our 2020 News Quiz question. Everybody ready for this?
Ready.
Please identify the following name as it's attached to a gentleman. The gentleman, and he really is, as you'll understand with the story when we tell it, a gentleman. His name is Ben Pike. Why is Ben Pike in the news today? Why are we talking about Ben Pike? What has he done? Who is he? He established himself as good at doing something, but he's not going to do what he's good at because something else has entered his life. That's enough of a circle around the story for you to be intrigued. And I'll tell you, that story actually appears at DougSteffen.com today. The story of Ben Pike. Who is he, and why are we talking about him? Why would he be in the news? Ben Pike's story, 800-302-3684. 800-302-DOUG. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Rich at DougSteffen.com or to Roberta at DougSteffen.com. So we have a couple of very interesting items here today that are they're distressing Richie in the way, and maybe Roberta, you can add to this because there may be similar circumstances in New York. I've gone back into my mind to try to remember my high school experience. Mm-hmm. When I see these food fights, we used to have food fights in school all the time.
Not in high school, maybe middle school.
No,
in high school you had them? Oh, my goodness.
High school we had. Yeah, yeah. So here's this story. Hundreds of students at Minneapolis High School forcing the police to come into the cafeteria using chemical spray to break up the fight. I mean, it turned from a food fight to a brawl. Four people were taken to hospitals. One of the members of the staff was hit in the head with a bottle.
This was a 15-20 minute fracas. The lunchtime. No weapons were in the school. At first, the locals said, oh, guns were involved and knives. No. There were no guns, no knives. There was spaghetti and hamburgers and pizza.
It must have been a mess.
It was a mess. But but instead of it just being silly, it got because, I'm not going to do because I don't know. You know, we have all these reporters that say, oh, this is what happened because such and such and so. How the hell do you know what's going on in somebody's brain? But I will tell you that kids are so angry. There's so much anger. So the thing goes from chaos. We all had fights when we were in high school. Silly fights. But did people, I mean, they were breaking bottles over people's heads and plates and trays. It's just, and so the only way they could stop them, apparently some of the kids were so out of control, they had to spray them with what essentially is mace. Calm down. Well, what is there? They didn't arrest anybody. They locked down the school after the fight. Somebody at first thought that there was someone who had come into the school. You know, all kinds of rumors. This is a 2,000-student school. Too big to begin with. High schools have 2,000 kids, and how do you manage a school with 2,000 kids? We have high school in Framingham, same size. Most big communities have a big high school. So, anyway, imagine your children involved in this kind of a circumstances. What do you think? Under the circumstances, the school appropriately acted in this case. They brought in the police, but the news media made it 10 times worse than it was. So is this just kids will be kids? Or is there something going on that makes kids this age more angry now than they were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? Richie, what's the story about the bus, the school bus in Baltimore? There was a fight on that too, I think, wasn't it?
There was a situation where a bus driver got into the face of one of the passengers, and it turned into a brawl caught on somebody's cell phone and then uploaded to YouTube. So the Maryland Transit Authority looks into it, and sure enough, so they've suspended the bus driver. Bigger woman and a young, I don't know, 17, 18-year-old girl going at it on this bus.
Wow.
And you can hear the passenger saying, get out of my face, and the bus driver saying, do you want to fight me? And the passenger saying, no, I don't. Apparently the bus driver thought that the passenger was being disrespectful, and she just flipped. And they started getting into it. Nobody was seriously hurt, but man, this is a knockdown, drag out fight between these two. And there's no way the passenger had a chance because she's just a lot smaller than the driver. But let me tell you what really, really gets my goat about all of these things.
Yeah.
Is there's enough people standing around. In this video, I can see three other people videotaping it with their phones. Put your phone down and stop the fight.
Right?
Instead of trying to create the next viral video and watching for entertainment, put your phone down and pull somebody off of the person getting their butt kicked. I can't stand to sit here and watch these people just...
Well, maybe they're afraid to. You know, they don't know if the people have weapons, if they have knives, if they're going to get hurt.
Then why
are
you standing 5 feet away from them, filming them, if you think they might brandish a weapon?
And by the way,
running off of the bus.
The same thing happened in this high school. There were half a dozen kids with their iPhones, and they're videoing. It's all over the place.
There's people outside the bus with their phone up to the window, taping the fight going on in the window.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
It really is. I'm agreeing with you 100% on that one, Richie. All right, so food for thought, 888-302-3684. So we'll figure out who Ben Pike is in a moment or two and find out whether you think he's done the right thing. Who is Ben Pike? Right now, though, let's concentrate on something that's very important to both men and women. That is the condition that you find yourself in as a result of your age. Get to be Richie's age, get to be my age, you're getting 40s, 50s, 60s. You're having certain things in your body not function as well as they used to, guys. And that's because your testosterone level has dropped. You want to bring it back up to where it was when you were in your 30s. You want to have that same feeling. People want to feel the same as they did in their 30s when they get in their 60s. And you can. You can look the same. You can. I was yesterday involved. You'd appreciate this, Roberta, as of what your daughter's doing. I'm involving myself in a different kind of media. And I was involved for about 2.5 hours in a photo shoot. And One of the things that came out as a result of the photo shoot was the condition that most men are in when they are my age. They are heavy, they've lost their hair, their jowls, I mean, and this all comes about as a result of not having enough testosterone, in part, I mean, not eating well, but often your body doesn't, you don't feel like exercise, you don't feel like moving, because you don't have enough testosterone. So this adds to, if you don't have enough testosterone in your system, as you get into your late 40s and 50s and 60s, your body will slow down, you will slow down, and you will look and feel like you are slowing down, because in fact you are. And the way to take care of that, this all-natural T-Gen with NitroBoost changes all of that in a natural way. Adding testosterone and nitric oxide. Roberta was talking about this yesterday, how important it is to improve blood flow. And when you improve blood flow, everything in your body changes. The reason you look good when you're younger is because your blood is flowing around. The reason Richie continues to look good is because he's exercising, keeping himself going, mm-hmm. and that is a factor of testosterone and nitric oxide moving around in your system, getting that blood moving. So, if you'd like to do with your body what the clinicians say is the right thing to do, you'll order T-Gen with NitroBoost. And you'll do that by dialing 800-631-6443. It's a long story, but it's a good story. T-Gen with NitroBoost. I think I've convinced a number of people with this story that this is the right thing to do. And the good thing is it's got a 90-day money-back guarantee. So you try it for 3 months. If it doesn't do the things that they've suggested it will do, send it back, get your money back, bing, bang, boom, and you're done. 800-631-6443. And if you tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, you'll get it at half price. Half price. You get a great boost in your performance. You got 90-day money-back guarantee. It's all about T-Gen with NitroBoost and your body being much better off. Call now, 800-631-6443.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people. Uh-huh. It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
Musicians, massive markdowns, special financing.
The List!
It's Guitar Center's President's Day weekend sale. Get to the store and grab the list. Page after page of guitars, amps, keyboards, drums, recording equipment, and more. Price dropped to save you big. Up to 85% off retail on closeouts, Sting and Dents, floor models, new items. Plus special buys like AKG stereo headphones, $19. Ibanez electric guitars, $119. D'Addario light electric guitar strings, 3 sets for $6. Hurry, Guitar Center's President's Day weekend sale ends Monday. We help people make music.
That's right. This is President's Weekend. I forgot about that.
Yep, sure.
Schools are closed. A lot of private schools are closed today. Public schools will be closed next week. People are traveling all over the place. If you're traveling and you want a last-minute deal, forget about it because there aren't any. Mm-hmm. It's very expensive to fly in the next week or 10 days. All right, let's check. Well, first, the answer to the 2020 News Quiz question, which nobody has correct, it's Ben Pike, who's in our focus. Great story of a football player, Richie, for the University of Toledo, who was supposed to, he's eligible and was going to be in the draft. He's going to skip that to be with his fiance, who's undergoing treatment for leukemia.
Hmm.
So that's why he is in the news. Midwestern football watchers, especially people in Ohio, have found this guy to be very intriguing. You know how important in Ohio and Florida and Texas and states like that and football is. Well, this kid was apparently quite good and is would be a pro. But he's giving that up to go spend time with his girlfriend. So I think that's a story of note. It's always beneficial for us to tell a story like that about somebody who's doing something after sort of as a counter to all that foolishness with all of the students involved in those in that brawl. All right, so that takes care of that. Let's get to the television report. Jennifer's not here, so it's up to me to bring you up to speed. And one of the things that I love to do is monitor some of these daytime talk programs that do so well. The View does very well, and Ellen does very well.
Love Ellen.
And Wendy Williams does well. Wendy, I find her to be quite a character, actually. On her program, she talks to audience members about various problems they're having and gives them advice. For example, here she is talking, Roberta, to a lady. The question has to do with how to find a husband, even though she doesn't like to date.
I'm 23 years old.
Uh-huh.
I'm single.
Uh-huh.
But I hate to date. I refuse to date. I don't even online date, Wendy. I hate it.
Well, how do you expect to hook up?
Well, the thing is,
I mean, not just hook up.
Yeah. I have pretty high standards. I want somebody who's romantic, who's has great communication skills, and who's a Christian like me, and who wants to get married in like the near future. But should I lower
You're
my standards?
You're 23. What kind of near future do you want to marry?
I don't know.
How old do you want to? You want to get married like in the next, what, 3 years?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Three.
Uh-oh.
24 next year.
You're one of those? Okay. And your question is, should you lower your
standards?
No, but I do think that you need to put that marriage thing on the back burner and focus on your career and just doing you. And as far as you don't like to date, I don't know how you expect to find the person.
Okay.
Dating is a part of the process. I used to love dating when I was a single girl, spraying perfume and wiggling in the mirror and then going out.
Yeah.
You got to put yourself out there, you know. And 23 is too young to be talking to a man about wanting to get married anytime
soon.
Now, if you want to get married in the future, they're thinking 33.
Okay.
But nowhere near 23.
Oh, man. What a clueless story. But you know what? It reminded me of that conversation we had with Lisa Loeb yesterday.
Lisa Loeb, yeah, the singer was on with us yesterday, and she told us how she had to take a break from her singing career to kind of, she had been busy with her career, and she said, you know what? I need to take some time to find my life, to find a man, to start my family.
But she went out looking. She wanted to be, she was at the age, she says, I can't do this anymore. I got to get a family going. So she goes looking for a man to be her husband. I don't understand how you do that, but I guess that some do men do that too.
We can
they decide they want to get married. Huh?
I think at a much later time, men do it at 35.
Yeah, but do men actually? But do you go
I
set
did
out?
It. I did.
You set out to find a wife, to marry.
No. But I started thinking at 30.
No, but
30,
I'm saying,
I started going,
do you plan to? Okay, today I'm going to go to this place and look for someone. How do you do that? I don't get how.
It never happens.
No, come on. No,
you can't be.
It's like, I mean, I was surprised at her, and I sort of, I think you heard it in my voice. How do you go out and just look? Okay, I'm heading out today. My job is to find a man.
I need a man.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to find myself a man.
Weird. 10 before the hour, and good day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We're having a party to celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Like to get away. It's a tough weekend, a tough week to do it. Normally in the wintertime we think things are going to be better, but during school vacation week, Tom Parsons from bestfares.com here to talk about that. Plus the merger of U.S. Airways with American Airlines. American Airlines survives, even though the guy that was running U.S. Airways becomes the major domo at American. How does this affect people? They always say when they go to the Justice Department, Tom, that this is going to lower fares and it'll be better for competition. And, of course, if you look at the fares over the last year, they're up about 8% from where they were the year before. What a load of baloney that is. So what happens with the now new American? Used to be the biggest airline in the world, and with the mergers they weren't. Now they are again. So what does that mean to you and me who fly American a lot, or to the traveling public doesn't care what airline or airplane they get in?
Well, I think on the we have to look at also over the last year airfares have gone up, but so is fuel.
Yeah.
I mean, fuel today is their biggest enemy, and I know mergers, everybody says fares will go up, but when I was poking around this morning, if you have listeners in the Pittsburgh area, when I see L.A. and San Francisco through May for $249 round trip, and that includes $41 in security taxes, that's pretty decent, okay? There'll be
what airline's doing that? Is that U.S. Air or Southwest?
That is American.
Really? Out of Pittsburgh?
Out of Pittsburgh. I thought that was pretty funny.
Really?
But anyway, yeah. Again, now these two airlines will not, they'll still be flying their own cars for months, okay? Yeah. It'll take them months and months and months. Probably, they probably won't even get the approval from the Department of Justice until September, October. And then from that point, they still can't even, then they can talk about logistics, but then it'll still take them longer than that. But, by that time, Southwest and AirTran, matter of fact, I saw that this week. AirTran and Southwest are starting to do code shares. And as long as you check your bag, you're flying one segment on Southwest, and you pick up an AirTran flight, everybody's bags go free.
Really?
Yeah, that's a new one. So by April, they'll have, I think, all the code share markets in place. So you'll actually then be able to fly almost 100 U.S. cities or 100 destinations on Southwest combo with AirTran. So that's,
and then you can still ride in a better seat up front on AirTran, but they were going to, somebody told me they were going to change that so that the planes all, or they want to actually get rid of all those planes, I think, anyway, don't they?
They got rid of the 717. Well, they're trying to get rid of that with, through Delta. That's actually the old MD-80, you know.
It's just a new revised. So Delta wants to take them and do what with them?
Excuse me?
What does Delta want to do with them?
Oh, it's a short-haul plane. They have a ton of them.
Yeah.
Delta has a ton of them. So it doesn't interrupt their fleet. But in the case of American, I almost, we have to look at this. If American and U.S. Airways didn't do what they did, they would have probably been gobbled up over the next 5 years, beaten up, and United and Delta would start more moving in their market shares and just gobble them up, lower fares, do this and do that. And by combining American with U.S. Airways, now you've got three, yes, guerrilla airlines. They're all about the same size, about two or three or
Delta,
four.
Delta, United, and American, yep.
Yeah, so it does keep some cities, like if you're in Portland, Maine today, or Bangor, Maine, or in Burlington, Vermont, you're going to now have equal competition between three guys instead of having an airline to go and do partial. And American, you know, that gives you a little bit more, I think, equal standing ground. And then with Southwest and AirTran now doing this, you've got another group of airlines that will dictate airfares. And, you know, Southwest will be a dictator of airfares. But I think overall you're only looking at about 70%. You still got JetBlue, you got Virgin America, you got Alaska, you got, but, you know, you go back to the early days when we first started, we had Republic, Ozark, TWA, Pan Am, all those guys. And they're going to Texas International. But, but I think overall, I don't know if this merger is going to be the one that raises airfares. I think it's more going to be what the cost of fuel is and also what we see from Southwestern AirTran.
We got about 40 seconds left. What is the cruise business going to look like with this fiasco this week?
The management carnival really messed up, but it seems like the crew on that ship, I mean, I have never heard more people praise a group of people. It's like the opposite you always talk. It rolls down from the top.
Right.
It seems like it needs to... Carnival needs to have a group of people, roles from these crew up to management, because it just seems they should have had a Monday. I hate to play Monday morning quarterback, but they've had many chances to get this under control and have a far deal more and more times than what they did on this ship.
And they did, and they haven't. They just Carnival. That seems to me, from what I hear, is a good line to stay away from if you're a cruiser. Tom Parsons, check out all of his information about cruising, best fares, etc., at bestfares.com. You can check out.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.